Father, good morning. Thank you for this morning that you have created, a new day, God. What a gift each day is, what a gift each moment is, as we get to draw closer to you. Help us to do that. Help us to draw closer to one another and to truly love one another. And help us to just reach out to our neighbors and love our neighbors. Just because they are our neighbors. God, I do pray that during this time, as we continue to think about and process and see and become aware of the racial injustices that have been happening throughout history, throughout the history of our country, and especially as we look at these recent events, it's heavy on our hearts, God, and we know that it's especially heavy on the hearts of people of color, our brothers and sisters of color, and in particular, the Black community and our brothers and sisters who are Black. Just the hurt and the pain and the frustration that is there is so understandable, and we see that, and I just pray that you would help us all to look to Jesus to see how to handle these situations, to learn how to love one another, and I just pray that we'd all reach out to our brothers and sisters of color and to our brothers and sisters who are Black, and stand with them, lift them up, love them, just do what we can to help and to be there and to stand with them. So be with us now as we look into your word, as we look into the life of Jesus. Please open up our minds and our hearts wide to see what you have in store for us. And I just pray that you would bless this time, that your spirit would be here powerfully. Thank you for it. We love you. And we pray all these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay. Amen. Okay, let's look at, as I mentioned, Matthew 15, beginning in verse 21. Begin in verse 21. I'll read to 28 in the English Standard Version. And I'll make a few points. And then we'll meditate and set our intentions for the day. So verse 21, this is the faith of a Canaanite woman who was a Gentile. And, when we consider the issues and these sort of boundaries between Jews and Gentiles, we see a really important line that Jesus crossed. Actually, he crossed a few lines here for the sake of loving. So I want to bring that to light and also just say for all of us to be inspired by Jesus, be inspired by the way that he handled the situation, and look for ways that we can live this out in our own lives as we think about Jesus. So in verse 21, it says, and Jesus went away from there and withdrew to the district of Tyre and Sidon. And behold, a Canaanite woman from that region came out and was crying, have mercy on me, O Lord, son of David. My daughter is severely oppressed by a demon. But he did not answer her a word. And his disciples came and begged him, saying, send her away, for she is crying out after us. He answered, I was sent only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. But she came and knelt before him, saying, Lord, help me. And he answered, it is not right to take the children's bread and throw it to the dogs. She said, yes, Lord, yet even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from the master's table. Then Jesus answered her, O woman, great is your faith. Be it done for you as you desire. And her daughter was healed instantly. So a powerful story here, again, with a lot in there. And I just want to draw a few points out from this. I think a few things that I've learned and that I think can be helpful for all of us as we look at the life of Jesus and as we look at this Canaanite woman. And so in verse 21, it says, "And Jesus went away from there and withdrew to the district of Tyre and Sidon." And so Jesus had been living and existing and helping amongst the Jews. He was there in Galilee for a time. And then it says that he withdraws to the district of Tyre and Sidon. Now, if you look at the border of where the Jews were living, on the other side of that, so just outside of that, was Tyre and Sidon. And so Jesus is withdrawing from the Jews. He's leaving, he's crossing this border of being with the Jews, and he's going up to Tyre and Sidon. And it's right on the Mediterranean Sea, these two cities, Tyre and just north of there is Sidon. And, you know, you get a sense from this that Jesus is up there planning to, hey, I'm going to, you know, withdraw from the Jews, and I'm going to just, you know, kind of hang out up here and be up here for some time. But it's interesting because Jesus has a mission and a purpose to be up there. And I don't think it's just to withdraw. I think it's certainly to help people, and we see that in this particular case. But I think it's important to realize that Jesus was willing to go to places and to cross these boundaries and borders to go and be with people and to go and help people that was culturally, socially, traditionally, religiously, so to speak, and you know, even racially, unacceptable. But he was willing to cross that boundary. And so it says, "Behold, a Canaanite woman from that region came out and was crying." And so another way to say that, you know, Canaanite woman would be to just say a Gentile. And the Jews and Gentiles had beef with one another. Jesus was a Jew. And in the Jewish mind, Gentiles were the lowliest of the low. Not cool to hang out with Gentiles. And so, but he's there, and here comes this woman. Now, one of the other things I want to say about Tyre and Sidon was that in the Old Testament, the places, these cities of Tyre and Sidon were often objects of the Old Testament prophets' condemnation for their Baal worship, so their worship of other gods, and materialism. So from a religious standpoint, these places were looked at as sinful, like just sinful people, sinful places. You know, do not go there, do not associate with these people. I mean, that's how it was viewed, and that's how these places were looked at. But of course, we see Jesus willing to go there. So in any case, this woman from this place comes out and was crying, "Have mercy on me, O Lord, Son of David. My daughter is severely oppressed by a demon." So she's in a desperate situation. And it's, you know, you just can't help but your heart just goes out to her, right? I mean, she's in this desperate situation. She's crying, "Have mercy on me, O Lord." She's throwing out these terms of apparently understanding who Jesus was, right? But then in verse 23, it says, "But he did not answer her a word." And I think our first impression, at least this is my first impression, is how cold is that of Jesus? Like, here's this woman crying out to you. She's saying, "Oh Lord, you know, Son of David, have mercy on me." And he just doesn't say anything. What's up with that? You know, I thought this was Jesus, the compassionate one. Where's his compassion here? But I think what Jesus was doing was looking at her intentions. Okay, what are your intentions here? Because a short ways away from there, so a short distance from where they were, there was a place where people would go from that region to connect with a God of healing and experience healing. And so it very well could have been that this woman was just trying the next best thing, right? I tried it over here. You know, I tried to get some healing from this particular god over here. I heard this guy's doing some stuff. Let me see if I can get something from him. And so I'll throw this sort of religious jargon and this spiritual, you know, these spiritual titles out, and hey, maybe I'll get some healing here. And so I don't think Jesus is just putting her off and being cold. I think that he's trying to understand what her true intentions are. Okay. That's the way that I read this and understand this. And so, so he did not answer a word, and his disciples came and begged him, saying, "Send her away, for she is crying out after us." So that, to me, that's the coldness, right? That's the, like, just get rid of her, right? Like, she's just crying out after us. She's a bother. And honestly, if I'm there, that probably would have been my response, right? This is disrupting us. We're just trying to get up here and have a little vacation up here and by the sea. But he answers and engages. Okay, Jesus answers here and he engages. So he's engaging the woman. His intention was not to send her away. His intention was to see what her intentions were. And he says, "I was sent only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel." So he's talking about the Jews there, and he's saying, look, I came to save the Jews. And that was the place where he started. And so, you know, I think important for him to state that. And it's another way for him to test her intentions, to make sure that her intentions are in the right place. And so, but it says she came and knelt before him saying, "Lord, help me." And so he engages her again. And I want to just say that, you know, as many times as we've read this story, you know, if we've read this story before, we're probably not in awe and shocked by the fact that Jesus is engaging, again, a Canaanite woman. This would have been a very bizarre and unsettling and uncomfortable experience for those that were there. But this is Jesus, right? Jesus loves, he engages, he crosses these borders, he crosses these lines to help people. And so now this statement may seem also cold and I don't know, harsh perhaps. "It is not right to take the children's bread and throw it to the dogs." Wow. Ouch. Right. And he's, of course, he's saying it's not right to take the children's bread. Okay. So that's another reference to the Jews, and throw it to the dogs, which is a reference. He's referring to the Gentiles. But we have to be very careful when we read this translation. Because the form Jesus uses here in terms of the Greek word that's being used here, it refers to little dog, okay, not, you know, big dog or just dog in general. He's saying little dog, which suggests a more affectionate term for domestic pets. Jesus is not insulting the woman, but he's testing her faith. Okay, he just wants to make sure that her intentions are in the right place. And so she says, "Yes, Lord, yet even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from the master's table." And, you know, that might be confusing, but basically what she's saying is, look, I believe in who you are. I believe that you are the Messiah. I believe that you are the one that heals, that has the power, that if you just say the word, you can make it happen. And so she takes a very humble position here and demonstrates her faith, her perseverance, her understanding of who Jesus is. And so then Jesus answered her, "Oh woman, great is your faith. Be it done for you as you desire." And her daughter was healed instantly. And so again, here's Jesus continuing to engage this woman. He gives her the time and the space to come to him. And he demonstrates his love and compassion for her. a Gentile, a Canaanite woman, and heals her daughter, grants her her request. And so just, you know, just an amazing story here. And the thing that I want all of us to see, I mean, hopefully some of the things that I explained there helps you to understand it better. But the thing that I want us to see here, again, are these social, cultural, religious boundaries that Jesus was willing to cross in order to love. Remember, I think it was last week we looked at Philippians 2 and just talked about how Jesus humbled himself and became a servant. He left his place of privilege to come down to people, meet them where they're at, love them, and lift them up. And so we see a specific example here of Jesus doing that, of going to uncomfortable places, of crossing these borders, crossing these boundaries to love for the sake of lifting people up, healing people, loving people, demonstrating his compassion. And that's a powerful example for all of us. And I believe what we need to do is examine the social, the cultural, the traditional, the racial, the religious boundaries that are set up in our society that we may even hold to in our own lives, recognize those, and be willing to cross those and be uncomfortable as Jesus did, as Jesus would, to love others, to express compassion, and to lift others up. Now, I don't know what those are for you. I don't know what that looks like in your life. But if we are going to be disciples of Jesus and followers of Jesus, we've got to recognize those. We've got to see those. We've got to be willing to point those out, cross those, and lift people up. Be people of compassion. Be people of love as Jesus is. So with that, let's just take a couple minutes to meditate and then we'll set some, you know, intentions for the day. So let's go to God in meditation together. So as always, the first thing to do is, you know, get into a comfortable space, a comfortable position in your chair. And then you can either close your eyes or use a soft gaze forward, whatever helps to helps you to concentrate. And from there, once you're in a comfortable posture, you can begin to focus on your breath. Taking a deep breath in. Breath out. Breath in. Breath out. As you do that, just allow your mind and your body to settle, to relax. Let go of these cares, these concerns, these frustrations, these stressors that can plague us on a daily basis and prevent connection with God, connection with his word. And so as you create the space for God's word, for his nature, his character, his spirit, his son, you know, once you've created that space, then you can allow the word, what we've just read, some of those thoughts and ideas to enter, allow Jesus and his compassionate nature to enter. What you can do during this time in meditation and reflection is just, yeah, think about, you know, in your own life, what are some of the cultural and social, racial boundaries that you have? And just take a look at those. I think it's important to become aware of those. We all have them. So just, you know, take a willing look at those. or perhaps you're aware of those, maybe you've had time to reflect on those, and so you can envision yourself crossing those as Jesus would for the sake of loving and lifting, okay, loving people and lifting them up. You can just meditate on that for a bit. Okay, at this time you can open your eyes slowly, come back to where you are, thanking God for the time to look into His Word and examine it, and the time to reflect and examine our own hearts and meditate, and the appreciation for being able to do this together in a pretty cool way. So with that, I think our next step would be, what are our intentions for today? And again, you know, I know we're in different places, literally, but also, you know, even just in terms of how we're experiencing the racial injustice events that we've seen, and, you know, just contemplating things and thinking through things. And so in any case, what's your intention today? Based on God's word, what we just looked at. Go ahead, Mike, and then looks like Iris is going to share too, so let's go with Mike.
Well, for me, I think today and going forward with the rest of the week, it's stepping out of the comfort zone that sometimes I feel like I put myself into just in life in general, you know, and like Jesus did, and trying to put myself out there, listen as much as possible to all people. And even like on my runs, I try to just wave to as many people as possible just to let them know, you know, that I'm a friendly neighbor, that I'm here, that, you know, maybe stopping every now and then to my neighbors who are across the street from the apartment that we live in, and just, you know, talking for a couple of minutes, letting people know who I am, getting to know them. I think that's what Jesus did. And that's where I believe it starts, is opening yourself up and being willing to listen to others.
Hey, man, that's great. You know, it's interesting. And I'm sure it's like this in Pennsylvania. At least it's like this in New York. When you're out and about, you know, people tend to just kind of keep to their own. And it's comfortable for me to do that too. But even that, you know, seemingly little step of waving, smiling, acknowledging people is stepping out of the comfort zone and, you know, crossing these boundaries, right, to love people. So I think that's a very practical and helpful way to do that. So appreciate that. Iris, you were going to say something.
I just love Jesus's example of his love for people and just how he never cared what people thought or felt. He stepped out. And I think for me, it's easy for me to step out, you know? Mm-hmm. Because I do like to hear from people and talk to people and stuff like that. So I think just continue to really, you know, step out of my comfort zone, whatever that, you know, how little it is or whatever that I will do.
Yeah.
What you call it. But I just love listening, you know, reading that and seeing Jesus in different story, you know, parables throughout the Bible, how he steps out, not worried about what people are thinking or saying.
Mm-hmm.
speaking the truth, you know, to people and not being afraid.
Yeah.
You know, so I think I want to take advantage of this and talk to people and, you know, imitate his faith that way.
Yeah, amen. Yeah. Yeah, you know, it's so easy for us to be familiar with these stories and forget what a leap and a jump it was for Jesus to do these things. I mean, these were major lines that he was crossing that were shocking to people. They were radical. And, you know, I think, you know, just for myself, you know, I'm trying to really examine the boundaries and the borders that I have. Oh, I have them, you know, and I haven't been aware of them for a long time. And so I'm trying to examine those and, you know, think about ways that I can be uncomfortable for the sake of other people, you know, and lifting them up and trying to do that in a sustained way. You know, it's easy to, and I'll just say, I mean, it's easy to say that, yeah, I'm going to stand against racial injustice. I'm going to stand with my brothers and sisters of color. I'm going to, you know, hurt with them and so forth. It's easy to say those things until it requires me to be uncomfortable, to step down from my place of privilege to lift other people up. You know, it just is. But I want to do that because I believe that's right. And I believe that that's what Jesus did and who Jesus is and what he's calling all of us to do. So I'm particularly challenged by that. I'm inspired by Jesus. I'm inspired by how radical he was. And, you know, I want to be radical in that too. And so let's be radical together like that, to love and to be like Jesus. So with that, let's close out with a word of prayer. Father, again, thank you for today. Thank you for this time together. I'm so appreciative of everyone on this call, just being able to be together, to look into your word, to learn, to look at Jesus, to be inspired by him. Help us to see just his radical way of being, of loving and having compassion. I pray that, God, we look at these boundaries that we've set up in our lives. Make us aware of them. Help us to be willing to look at those and examine those, and give us the strength of Jesus, of your spirit, to cross those for the sake of love and lifting others up, just as Jesus did. And right now, the times are calling for us to do that for our brothers and sisters of color, and for all of those in the United States in particular, people of color that are hurting right now, that just need your love and need your comfort. And so, yeah, just help us to be mindful of that. Help us to do that. And again, just appreciate Jesus and his way of being in that particular way, and help us, yeah, just to be radical with that. So we love you, God, and we do thank you, and we pray all these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.